From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Now, I've been keeping the secret, and today's the day you have some news to spread.
Well, there is a documentary film about me and crossword puzzles and my annual crossword championship. It's called Wordplay, and it's having its world premiere next weekend at the Sundance Film Festival in Utah. So, of course, I'm flying out to see it.
Neat. Now, I understand it's sold out already.
It was the first American documentary to be sold out. And the other thing I wanted to mention, and you know this, that you're in the movie. last year, the filmmakers were here in the studio filming us doing the puzzle, and it's right near the start of the film.
So
can't wait for you to see it.
So you mean my voice is in the movie?
Your voice is in the film, and your husband, Neil, is in quite several places in the film because he does the play-by-play announcing at the Crossword Championship.
Well, neat. Can't wait to see it when it goes in wider release. Well, of course, the whole reason for this documentary and your reason for living is puzzles, and you left us with a challenge for last week. What was it?
Well, I said name an American Indian tribe. Somewhere inside this name, phonetically, is a kind of tree. I said remove the tree, close up the remaining letters, and phonetically they will name another kind of tree. What Indian tribe is it, and what are the trees?
And what are your answers?
Well, the tribe is Cherokee. Inside it is oak. Remove that, and you're left with cherry.
Wow. We had over 3,600 entries from people who tried to solve this puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Susan Raymond from Pawling, New York. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
So Pawling is north of the city, right up in Dutchess County.
Yes, it is.
And what do you do there?
Well, I work for an international pharmaceutical company over the state line in Connecticut.
Oh, boy, from where you are, you can walk to Connecticut, right?
Just about.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just a couple of months.
Ah, but do you like them?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, do you have favorites?
Word games of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of palindromic and what do you call it?
The anagrams. And things.
A lot of stuff like that in my mind all the time.
Oh, well, I have no idea what Will has in store for us today, but it sounds like you're ready to play.
Oh, I am.
All right, well, Will, meet Susan, and let's play.
Well, Susan, you were in luck. Today's puzzle involves anagrams. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase in which each word has five letters. I'll give you anagrams of the respective words. You name the phrases. For example, if I said Baker Pinto, B-A-K-E-R, P-I-N-T-O, you would say break point.
Right.
All right. Number one is rifts raged. That's R-I-F-T-S, R-A-G-E-D.
First grade. Yeah.
First grade. Excellent. Number two is Lance Weeps. L-A-N-C-E-W-E-E-P-S.
Clean sweep.
Clean sweep, yes. Ample Argus. A-M-P-L-E A-R-G-U-S.
Well, maple sugar.
Maple sugar, yes. Regal Laces. R-E-G-A-L L-A-C-E-S.
Large scale.
Large scale, good. Root capes, R-O-U-T-E, C-A-P-E-S.
It's scape.
No.
No, paces.
No.
Space?
Space.
Space. Okay, space.
Root space. Oh, outer space.
Outer space.
Oh.
good one, Leanne. Petal slags. P-E-T-A-L S-L-A-G-S.
Plate glass.
Plate glass. That was fast. Cheap blame. C-H-E-A-P B-L-A-M-E.
That was, first word was peach?
Yes, it is. Something to eat.
Oh, something to eat.
Do you know Peach Melba? Is that right?
That's it.
Do you know Peach Melba, Susan?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. Isn't it great?
Okay. Unfortunately, yes.
Try this one. Veal's taste. V-E-A-L-S-T-A-S-T-E.
Slave state?
Slave state is right. Least bared. L-E-A-S-T-B-A-R-E-D. Got a food thing going
Stale
here.
Bread.
Stale bread, is it? Girth below. G-I-R-T-H B-E-L-O-W.
Right elbow.
Right elbow, ooh. Good. Paler Verdi. P-A-L-E-R V-E-R-D-I.
Drive. No.
It's not drive. Something
diver.
Else. Diver, yes. What kind of diver?
Pearl diver.
Pearl diver is right. Try this one. Voile genre. V-O-I-L-E. G-E-N-R-E.
Olive green.
Olive green. Excellent. Thing runes. T-H-I-N-G R-U-N-E-S.
Night nurse.
Night nurse. Good. And here's your last one. Maids couth. M-A-I-D-S C-O-U-T-H. And this is something you have with anagrams.
The Midas touch.
You have the Midas touch. Nice job.
Oh, my goodness. Susan, you are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you are. I'm in awe. You can't see me now, but I'm bowing down in front of you for your skill at anagrams. You do have the Midas touch. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Susan, what member station do you listen to?
WSHU.
In Fairfield, Connecticut.
That's right.
All right, Susan Raymond in Pauling, New York. You were fabulous. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, now a new challenge for everyone to work on in the coming week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from our old pal, Merle Regal, who will also be at the Sundance Festival next week. Take the word carburetor, C-A-R-B-U-R-E-T-O-R, add two letters, and rearrange the result to name another car part. And the answer is one word. So again, carburetor, add two letters, and rearrange the result to name another car part. What car part is it?
When you have the answer, remember there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. The deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.